Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen with you. Bill Bush out today. He's back tomorrow. He's out speaking in Kearney. He'll be back tomorrow. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC, location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers in the beautiful stone building. Landscaping keeps getting better and better every day out there, by the way. I drive by it all the time. It's a gorgeous building. The landscaping is improving at all times on that southeast corner of 70th and Pioneer.
God, if you have a bank, you better have good landscaping, right? I mean, did you see banks that don't have good landscaping? You don't want to be the banker.
If you do, it's concerning.
Right.
And what happened with you guys? You give up? You stop caring?
Right. Banks generally, God, the business I notice has a beautiful lawn care is Planet Fitness. The one I go
really?
To. Oh, yeah. If you go to the one on 84th and what is it?
It's like Layton.
Yeah.
Layton.
Yeah,
Huntington, Layton.
Yeah. 84th and Layton. I go there every day. I should probably know. But I don't go by streets. The lawn care, exceptional.
I'm going to go look at that.
Check it out. It's exceptional.
Because the Planet Fitness at like 48th and Van Dorn has a parking lot. Is there?
Right.
There's no landscaping there. The one at 27th and Folkways, I think, also is just a parking lot.
I know the front desk staff fairly well at this point. Not all of them, but a few of them. And I was meaning to ask him, like, who does your lawn care? Really strong. Looks beautiful.
That's great.
Banks absolutely have to have good lawn care. I mean, it's got to be pristine almost, right? I mean, you walk into a bank and there's weeds and it's overgrown or the shrubs aren't taken care of. It makes you think twice about that bank. Am I wrong?
No. No, you're not wrong. And by the way, speaking of banks, Steve Schindler, Shin Daddy right there.
Shin Daddy.
You know what he's got today?
What?
He's doing Baby Appreciation Day.
He is?
Yeah. Baby Appreciation
Wonder
Day.
Wonder what that is.
I got the special invite yesterday.
Really?
He said, come on up. Bring Scotland up. Anybody that's 2 months or less is allowed to come up to Creighton, Nebraska today. Could be a very loud scene in there with all the babies crying. It's Baby Appreciation Day. They're going to have all sorts of different pacifiers to choose from.
Okay.
And
baby clothes, maybe?
Yeah, baby clothes. Yep, baby clothes in Creighton also today.
Baby clothes, baby...
This is an all-day affair, by the way.
Yeah, I got to get over to your house with a present. I was going to have Margaret help me with this, so I don't know exactly what to do. Does she like the color yellow?
Scotland or Elizabeth?
Both. Either.
I don't think Scotland cares what color she has on. She can't see anything yet.
How do you feel about the color yellow?
I don't think she wears a lot of yellow from what I know.
Okay. Well, that may change.
Is this getting an item?
Yes.
Clothing item?
Yeah, I have. Yeah,
I think she has worn some yellow.
Okay.
I believe.
Anyway, so they're having Baby Appreciation Day. I wonder what that entails. You just have to go up and see.
Yeah, it's going to help, you know, for young mothers out there and older mothers too. That have the babies and middle-aged mothers. Everybody's invited to Creighton for Baby Appreciation Day. Outfits galore.
No age restrictions.
They're going to have formula if you need formula out there if you want to feed that way. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have place if you need to feed, you know, mm-hmm. private areas you can nurse in also. In
I Creighton. Wonder like, if they have like strollers up there.
Strollers will be out there. Yep.
Okay.
They're not having baby races yet.
No.
They're thinking about that maybe next go around.
Shindy, Baby Appreciation Day, basically in honor of you and Elizabeth.
That's right. I got the formal invite from Shindy yesterday. So I'm heading up there after the show. Yeah.
You can do your show sales on your phone as you're driving.
Absolutely. I got to go up to Creighton and participate in Baby Appreciation Day.
Got to whip up there in your sleep.
I can't shut down Shindaddy.
No.
Look at him. Look at him.
I know.
He's the happiest man out there. Okay. He's the happiest guy.
Creighton, Nebraska. 2 hours. 2 hours?
About 2 hours and 20 minutes from here.
That's a haul.
It's not that bad. Midwest Bank, again, a sponsor of Hour 2 of Early Break. 464-5685. Call or text as always. So I'm going to maybe spin off something here.
Please do.
I had something on the rundown, which I think is maybe better for tomorrow, possibly with the draft.
Okay.
Tomorrow,
are you going to hit me with something?
Tomorrow is the NFL draft.
Okay.
And Nebraska, by the way, is probably, likely, going to have nobody drafted. There's a chance of Quentin Newsome. There's a chance of Luke Reimer.
Omar Brown, perhaps.
There's a chance of Omar Brown. I'm calling these all slim chances, all of them.
Late round, have you been doing some studying on this?
I have.
Just word of mouth?
I am the draft guru over here.
Yeah, I don't think anybody of those guys or anybody else from Nebraska ran particularly well at Pro Day. There's nothing, they probably would have needed a little bit better, but I think there's some late round potential there. I hope there is. You don't want to get blanked like what happened,
2019.
I'm
sitting in San Diego, California.
2019.
I'm out there.
April.
With my wife, girlfriend at that point, Elizabeth. We were in San Diego. Same person. And I remember seeing that it was the third day of the draft and Nebraska had nobody drafted for the first time in ever.
56 years.
56 years they got blanked, and it might happen again in the span of 5 years later.
And I don't know where we're going with this conversation, but I'm going to add something.
Please do.
We do this a lot. And you get this question from people. I do too. What happened, Sip? What happened in Nebraska? This is one of the things you point to. Well, look at their drafts. Look at their recent drafts. Blanked in 2019. Blanked this year. Even I had the notes. 2017 and 18, they had one. Nate Gary, 1 year.
In the fifth round.
Sixth, Tanner Lee. I think it was sixth. Tanner Lee, maybe it was fifth.
No, Nate Gary was fifth. Tanner Lee was the sixth.
Sixth, okay. One apiece in those years, and then none. And then it's just been light. No first rounder since 2011. When people ask you, Sip, what happened? There's myriad reasons why Nebraska has fallen off, but no first rounder since 2011 should be one of your top five reasons.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
It's a big problem. Now, they did have second round picks with Cam Jurgens and Cam Taylor Britt.
No first round picks. Okay. Second round's not first round.
It's not.
All right.
I'm just saying, I'm trying to give some credence here.
Right.
To Nebraska in a rough stretch.
Another one that you would point to why Nebraska's tailed off, revolving door, the coaches. Revolving door. I mean, it's spun. I always used to say it. If that door starts spinning to the head coach's office, trouble. Trouble. And it's trouble. No identity. I don't even know what the hell they are half the time anymore. I mean, now I do with Rule. It's becoming more clear. It's an NFL-type offense. They got their big horse at quarterback, pro-style quarterback, pro-style offense, NFL-type offense. But, yeah, I think the program has an identity now. But, man, there's a lot of years where I didn't know what it was. Anyway, those are two reasons.
Do you feel like at this point, though, with the roster – looking at it, that they're getting more NFL type players.
I mean, Jake,
look at right now.
People don't want to hear us do that, but
why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they?
Well, I mean, here's why I say that, because sort of the false hope thing where the media does this, where we say it's coming, and then it never happens, you know. But in this case, yeah, you could look at this roster and see some guys that you think that have a good shot at this, mainly on defense, by the way.
Well, I think that one of the themes of this show, thanks to Bill, has been
Mass kicks ass, right? Mm-hmm. That's a common thing. And in terms of why teams are good in the SEC, Mass kicks ass. Big Ten teams, a lot of Mass. So you start in the trenches on both sides, offensive line, defensive line. Do you see NFL players? I mean, Nebraska's offensive line has been just bashed for years for not being very good. You know, fans have gone right to the line saying, why can't you protect? Why can't you open up holes? Now they have a very experienced offensive line. Older offensive line.
It's one of the most experienced offensive lines in college. I'm going to say, I did this the other day, and maybe I wrote it down. Jake.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
.152 starts returning in their if you look at Nebraska's top seven offensive linemen, 152 combined starts. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's about as many as you'll find
that,
anywhere.
That brings your excuses down for not being bad then, if they have a rough start.
Right. Now, is there an NFL, is there a guy in that mix that you would point to, or guys, and say surefire NFL? I mean, you'd like to think that Ben Hart would have a good shot of being drafted. You'd like to think Ben Scott would have a good shot at being drafted. Not no-brainers, I don't think.
No, those are not for sure.
I don't think they're no-brainers. It's so hard to get drafted. But those guys, I would like to think, you know, Teddy.
When he's been healthy, he's been good. But the problem is he's had injury concerns.
Teddy Prochazka, the injury bug has bitten him hard. There was that time when he first got out of the gate, when he first started playing, where I had smart former Nebraska lineman Tommy Sipple, first rounder, no brainer. Now, I don't know if you'd say that now. I don't, because of the injuries. Yeah. So on defense, Ty Robinson, I would like to think, has a shot to get drafted. Nash, I would think, has a shot. I think that Cam Lenhart will be that guy. I do.
I think Prince Will could also.
Yeah.
Umon Mielen.
Yep.
Both those guys, those young guys.
Yeah. I say Cam a little bit more than Prince Will, only because I think he's a little more physical, but Principal's got twitch. Principal's a guy that I don't know how to describe it exactly. When you're in the press box, there are certain guys from that vantage point that it's very evident that they're quick twitch. Like you're kind of like, who's that? Because of the movement. I mean, you're looking for movement, quick twitch. And Principal's that guy. Like when he first started playing, I'm like, ooh. Like I don't even know. I'm not even talking about making a play. I'm just saying movement. Oh, yeah, he moves. That's a movement guy. I mean, he's quick off the ball. Wow, he's explosive. You see the explosion from up top. Lenhart's that way, too. You just see explosion. And so those guys for sure strike me that way. I mean, I wonder about Javon Wright because of his length and his athleticism. Javon Wright has eye-popping athleticism, and he's 6'4", 6'5". I mean, he's very intriguing to me. And I know he'd be intriguing to NFL personnel people. He's just got to go make plays now.
I do think so. So pause. It's just nice to think that I think there's a real chance that all four of those defensive linemen starters could get drafted currently.
Yeah, go back to the defensive line. Okay,
I'm just saying that Mass kicks ass. You've got a good line. This is a team that has a great foundation.
It does
on the line that all could be next level players. I'm not saying highly drafted first round draft picks, but I think those are all potential NFL players.
I do too. And you know, I think Van Poppel is a guy that could develop that way too. I mean, he showed a lot last year as a true freshman. You don't know. I'm not going to put him in he's an NFL player category right now, but he showed some signs last year. They're pretty deep up front. You're right. I mean, when you look at Nebraska's team, if you're looking for reasons for optimism, it's a good place to start. Both sides. But I'd say more the defensive side. The offensive line, like Matt Rhule, I asked him, I wrote about it. And he said that, I asked him about the offensive line and its progress. And he said that he indicated the pass protection is getting better and better and better and better. He said the run game is solid. He said the run game is solid. I'd like to hear, oh, no, they're blowing holes. Now, if they're blowing holes, the other part of that is, okay, what's going on with the defensive right. line? So it's
two sides of that story.
Yeah, it's always good news, bad news, but I don't know. I do like what they have up front, generally speaking, but particularly on defense.
I'm just, yeah, in terms of the second level of and the third level of that defense, so with the linebackers and secondary, I don't know if you have NFL player for
oh,
sure.
Oh, now hold on.
Who screams you NFL? I'm not going to say
Tommy. Secondary's so strong. I mean, the secondary's really strong. It's a strong part of the roster. You're right. There's no. I don't know. Think of the like. There's no Prince Amukamara.
I don't see a Prince. I don't see even Alfonso Dennard back there. Dennard. I don't see Alfonso.
Yeah, Dennard. Dennard was trending towards a first round or second round pick before he got some legal issues.
Just down the way.
Right.
A couple blocks away.
But yeah. Do I see a Dennard? Or a Prince Amukamara, not necessarily. I wonder about Bly Hill. I wonder if he becomes that guy. 6'3", 185.
He's good size.
Bly Hill has been one of the players you point to and say, okay, he's a newcomer that came on strong. In fact, Rule said on Saturday, I don't know if you saw that he said if they started the season today, that the Hills would be the corners. Tommy Hill and Bly Hill.
I imagine that made you excited by seeing a 6'3" player performing well.
Yeah, what do you
as
think?
A corner? You got very excited. Yeah, you got very excited.
6'3" corner. I mean, in a perfect world, my roster 6'2" and up.
we're very aware of that.
It's understanding that there are cases where smaller guys make sense. Barry Sanders, outliers. But yeah, I mean, generally speaking. 6'2" and up. But anyway, secondary. I mean, you wonder. I think Buford could play in the NFL, for instance. I think Deshaun Singleton could evolve into that type of player. Tommy Hill. I would never count him out. Tommy Hill has an incredible desire. That's what he wants to do. Now, so did Newsom, and I think Newsom may have a shot. But no, you're right. There's nobody that sticks out that way.
Think about Tommy Hill for a second. If he ends up being a drafted player, his time at Nebraska has been very odd. He was at receiver for a short time.
He
went from defensive back to wide receiver and now back to defensive back where he's number one cornerback.
And Malcolm Hartsock beat him out, remember?
He did.
Yeah, Hartsock beat him out.
So he went to receiver.
Yeah, Hartsock beat him out at corner. Now Hartsock's playing safety. Tommy, yeah, he evolved. Now, Tommy Hill's a good example of why you don't give up on guys. You know, he lost his job, and sometimes in this world we kind of cast guys off and say, okay, well, that's it for Tommy Hill. No, that wasn't it for Tommy Hill.
Fought back.
Yeah, he came back and is strong. So to answer your question, you're right. There's nobody in the secondary or at those linebacker positions where you just say, yeah, that's a no-brainer. We didn't mention Gifford, by the way.
Isaac Gifford?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gifford,
he could be NFL.
Yeah. Gifford's definitely got a shot. I mean, when you're...
Is he a better player than his brother, Luke, at Nebraska?
I hate to do that.
Luke was undrafted.
I don't want to compare them. Luke probably should have been drafted. Luke Gifford looks like a guy to me that's an example of a guy that should have been drafted given what he's done. He's played. I mean, it's like his fifth year.
Something like that.
Isaac, I don't know. I don't want to compare the brothers. But Isaac, will have a shot. I mean, Evan Cooper told the media the other day that Isaac is an all Big Ten type player. If you're an all Big Ten type player, yeah, you're going to have a shot to play in the NFL. So we'll see. I mean, I'd say based on what I've seen, he's got to have a good senior year and make some eye popping plays.
We're just hoping that in the next few years that you're not talking about a team that is left out of the NFL draft, which again, tomorrow through Saturday, there's a very strong chance for the second time in 5 years Nebraska is blanked in the NFL draft.
Yeah, I mean, that 2019 draft was rough. Now, that was Stanley Morgan and Devine Ozigbo.
Yep, that's
right. Those were guys that I thought would get drafted.
Didn't get drafted.
Right, and it illustrates how hard it is to get drafted. Stanley Morgan's an all-time Nebraska's Nebraska's all-time leading receiver. Stanley Morgan could play. He's a player.
He's still playing right now in the NFL.
Ozigbo ran for 1,000-plus yards and averaged 7 a carry and didn't get drafted.
No, he didn't.
Averaged 7 a carry, didn't get drafted. It's hard to get drafted, but no, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to explain it away. If your favorite team is going through multiple years of not having players drafted, it's trouble. It's trouble. That's it. That's trouble.
And it's been pretty evident by the fact Nebraska has not made a bowl game since 2016. Right. It all adds up. Mm. Before we get to break,
it really does.
Quick shout out to our friends in Holdridge First Rate Ag. They're a full service ag retailer offering everything from crop protection to lawn fertilizer. They've been around for 25 years in business. You can reach out at firstrateag.com or call 308-995-8327. Ask for Parker or Chris. And please, as always, mention the ticket. By the way, Parker texted me this morning. He said, welcome back.
Oh, really?
Heard from Parker.
Hey, listen. Look at the trees out there. What do you see? What do you see? Leaves.
Leaves.
It's growing season.
It is growing season.
Those leaves haven't been there.
Spring is
here. I don't know if those leaves were there 10 days ago.
We should have done like a time lapse with the video out there.
We should have. I think they weren't there last week at this time, those leaves.
We could probably go back and some video when we went to break and see if they're out there. We'll check that out.
I think they were there.
When we come back, it's time for Bill's Thrills, of Them's Fighting Words Wednesday, next on Early Break on the Ticket.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.